Добрый день, уважаемые.
Good morning, esteemed participants of the meetings of the parties to the convention, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for me to welcome you to the opening of the 9th session of the meeting of the parties to the Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes. There is no doubt as to the relevance of the problem of protecting water resources and their rational use. With the growth of the global population, agricultural and industrial production, the amount of water consumption and use is also growing, and we are observing a consistent growth in the deficit of fresh water. The problem is being worsened by inequality in the distribution of water resources on land surfaces between countries. Water is becoming a key factor in economic growth, social well-being, and supporting global stability. Kazakhstan pays particular attention to developing cooperation in the area of the protection and use of water resources, and in this regard, we are closely cooperating with all neighboring countries. In particular, we have signed a series of agreements with countries of Central Asia, Russia, and China. Cooperation on issues of protection and use of transboundary rivers in Central Asia is implemented under the activities of the Fund for Saving the Aral Sea and its structural bodies, such as the Interstate Commission on Water Coordination and the Interstate Commission on Sustainable Development. And also with Russia, China, and Kyrgyzstan, we have bilateral commissions. Upon the initiative of Kazakhstan, we conduct regular consultation meetings between the leaders of countries of Central Asia, at which we also discuss the most topical problems within, as regards the water issues within this region. And to resolve problems of the use and protection of water resources, Kazakhstan adheres to standards of international water law. Our country was the first among countries of Central Asia to accede to the convention, and we actively participate in its implementation. In October 2018, Kazakhstan, in the city of Nur-Sultan, hosted the 8th session of the meetings of the parties to the convention, which, for the first time, took place at a global level. More than 500 delegates participated in this from 88 countries. We adopted the first strategy for the implementation of the convention at a global level and an ambitious program of work over a three-year period. It was a great honor for us to take on the chairmanship of the Bureau of the Convention. Over the past 3 years, Kazakhstan has provided assistance in implementing the program of work and the strategy of implementation for the convention. And in particular, our country supported developing guidelines of the convention on the distribution of water resources in a transboundary context. And in this regard, we initiated and carried out projects for the sustainable distribution of water resources and the assessment of the ecological flow in a transboundary context within the Eurasian region, with the participation of experts from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and also Afghanistan, Iran, China, Mongolia, and Russia. As part of the implementation of such projects, we prepared an analysis of existing experience in the distribution of water resources within the region and the assessment of ecological flow in a transboundary context, and we prepared thematic examples of cooperation between countries in the area of the protection and use of water resources. And we also developed proposals for the guidelines to the convention, which reflect the vision of countries on such issues. During the implementation of the projects, we provided support to holding one of three meetings on preparing the draft guideline to the convention, which have been planned in three global regions, Europe, Asia, and Latin America, with the participation of specialists and experts from water, natural resource, and foreign policy departments of countries. The main results of the work on these projects have been the guidelines of the convention, which will support and assist coastal states in developing joint mechanisms for the fair, equitable, and sustainable distribution of water resources of transboundary watercourses. And through the support of Kazakhstan, we have held a series of regional events for countries of Central Asia on such issues as the safe management of hydro-technological facilities, the joint use of water resources, and energy resources. Our country, as through the chairmanship of the Bureau, has promoted the globalization of the convention by appealing to countries to accede to it. Over this period, Ghana and Guinea-Bissau have acceded to the convention, and a number of countries have begun the process of accession. On a yearly basis, Kazakhstan allocates voluntary contributions to the implementation of the program of work of the convention. Since 2017, upon the initiative of the government of Kazakhstan, in the capital of our country, the city of Nur-Sultan, we have a center for cooperation of the convention, that is the International Center of Water Assessment, and the activity of this is funded by Kazakhstan. The chairmanship of Kazakhstan to the Bureau has coincided with a difficult period for the world, the COVID-19 pandemic, which to a certain degree has complicated the implementation of some of the tasks we have laid out. In the near future, we will provide comprehensive assistance to the development of cooperation between countries in the area of the use and protection of water resources, because many problems require their own solution. In particular, in the current year, despite existing agreements and long-standing experience of cooperation under intergovernmental regional structures, and given the conditions of continued water shortage in Central Asia, we have identified many unresolved problems in the area of the fair use of water resources of transboundary rivers during the crop season, and we would like to express the hope that based on the principle of neighborly relations and mutual understanding, we will be able to overcome these issues in the near future. Esteemed participants, to conclude, allow me to express my gratitude to the UNECE, the Secretariat of the Convention, and to countries for supporting Kazakhstan during its chairmanship of the Bureau of the Convention, and to thank the government of Estonia for the timely organization of the 9th session of the MOP under such difficult circumstances. I wish you every success in your work, and thank you for your attention.